Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Okay, so today's daf is Mentes. We're about to embark on a sugya, Mzevzeh Goyim, where you have a something that's permitted and something forbidden that come together to produce a new thing, entity, or food, or cases of feeding a cow, a field. Two things contribute to the production of something, and the question is it mutter or asur? We'll go back to that in a second. I just wanted to mention Rebarach Dovid. I went through Simon Chav.
Isn't it beautiful? But I got stuck with your Sameach. I have to look that up better.
I got caught up in the beginning because this answered my question.
Yes, I told you.
It's in the Masifta. The Masifta has articles. Yeah, he has articles.
Essays.
Essays. Oh, okay. On different.
Now you said, I said articles, you said essay.
I know, you said it's not really an essay. But it has, it's almost like, it's like real law, it's just explaining concepts, both mishas and different. And he says there, I think this is the emes of Shah, because let's just go back to the question. According to Tosfos and Lulav HaGadol Daf Lamed, he learns that the lulav of an asherah, the esrog of an asherah, is usur based on the halacha of the din of mitzvah haba ba'averu. Mitzvah comes because of an averu. That's how he learns. He doesn't have the gears of ketuse mechta shiura. And the truth is, everyone was really bothered with this. How is it a mitzvah haba ba'averah? Yeah, but the zara doesn't lead to the mitzvah. It just happened to have an averah done to it, which is Tosfos' question on that opinion, and that's his reason. He says that's why you need to say, that's why you don't have mitzvah haba ba'averah by Rav Shaul Nasher, because it's not coming at the result of an averah. And I asked, my own little tidbit here was that the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav, it doesn't seem to say any reason when it says Yesh Mechuber, Yesh Neva B'Mechuber, the Gemara doesn't say, Gemara's trying to find a source as far as to why if something's Neva B'Mechuber, it would be Aser, and the Gemara brings a Kavachemel from Esnan, right? Or it extends maybe the Isser of the Behema, or whatever. But it doesn't say anything about a mitzvah above Averu, and it definitely isn't a ketuse mechta shiura, right? So that was my own question as far as how's that opinion, and really Tosfos doesn't ask from this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say anything about a mitzvah above Averu being a reason to make it forbidden. So how's our Gemara reconciled? So I think the pshat is, and I think this is the real pshat, really. When we say mitzvah above Averu, so, is Yerushalmi, and this is what the Bris Lerov brings in Sefer, is that when we say Mitzvah Bava Avera, it's not the pshat here that it actually comes at the result of an Avera. It means, like everyone was saying, tainted by an Avera. Yerushalmi says that the din, the way at least the Bris Lerov understands it, and I think it's right. The pshat, the way the reason why something that served as an Avera can't be used is not because it became an Avera. Rather, the pshat is that it had an avera done to it. And the Biskarov, like we said, it's that same piece we said on Shabbos. The Biskarov was saying with this that therefore that's why even someone else, like someone can make someone else's behemoth forbidden of the din of Nevad, even though Eilam Oysadav Hashem Shaloi, he could still make someone else's animal forbidden as a carbon because an avera was done to it. Someone bowed down to it. Even if there is no Avodah Zarah name or title attributed to that, his friend's behemoth, he has no ability to do that. Ain't on the Moshe Davashin Shaloi. But an Avera was done. And that's what the Yerushalmi says the reason is. And Lachara, that's the Pshad and the Girsa. The Taisha says that a Lulav Shal Asherah or Esrog Shal Asherah is Asur out of Mitzvah Baba Avera. Doesn't mean that the Mitzvah was brought about through the Avera. It means the Mitzvah came through an Avera. I think it's a Deutschlich even in the Lashon. The mitzvah that came through an Avera means the mitzvah had its production or the process to bring about the mitzvah. There was an Avera there. And that's what it means. Nevda. It really means Nevda ba Avera. That's what it means. That's Yerushalmi and that's the Rambam really brings us the story. That's that svara. It's not the case of Tosfos that the mitzvah, that Abayr actually brought the mitzvah.
I'm stealing the esrei, picking it up and becoming a mitzvah that part. Not all of that.
I don't know where that, that's not Tosfos in the Ulva Gozer. I hear the story. I don't know if I could be right. Someone says it, but Tosfos doesn't. If we go within the Tosfos, then therefore now the Gemara Daf Minvav makes sense. Because the question is, when you have something that's mechuber, which again is different than a behema, because a behema is, not, there's no miyut that alehehem al haharim or al alehehem. But mechuber, the question is, if there's a din of nevdavar veira for, when it comes to something that's mechuber, maybe it doesn't even have, can have, it won't even have the problem of it being tainted by an aveira. And if, even if that is so, right, even if that is so, maybe only, oh, it's only machshirei carbon. Maybe it's only machshirei carbon. Machshirei carbon means, yes, maybe it is tainted by the aveira, but it's only something that, is a stepping stone to bringing a carbon. The mizbeach is only there as a condition necessary, or it's just the context of which the carbon is brought, and therefore maybe there the fact that it's tainted by the aveira won't affect. It won't affect the bringing of the actual carbon. Maybe mechuber has no problem at all of nedav aveira because it's completely excluded. It's completely excluded from the parsha of avodah zarah. The svara is, and this is again, it comes out really from the words of the Brisker Rav and others, that a mechuber is different than a behema. A behema is, you know, besides for the fact that the case of the Gemara is it's only machshirei carbon. But a mechuber has the din of haharim elehehem, haharim elehehem. And a behema doesn't have that exclusion. The only reason why we know a behema is not osir banah is because mashke yisro. That's a separate halacha. So that's the Gemara's question. This svara, that something can't be used, ligavaya, because it's tainted by an avera. Maybe a mountain is completely immune to that. Because it says you can't be, it can't become an avodah zarah, and it, maybe an avodah again doesn't even have. I think you mentioned this before, Jonathan. That an avodah zarah on a mountain has no, is no impervious, exactly. And even if you do, and you say it is tainted by an avodah, maybe that svara won't make a difference if it's only a machshirei carbon. Well, it's only a machshirei carbon. It's not directly being used l'gavaya. It's only a context, so that won't affect the carbon that you're bringing. I think that's the pshat in the Gemara. According to Agir, so according to Mitzvah, let's say, I'm sorry, let me just finish it. Can I use?
You have your cows on your land, and some guy in the road sees your cows. You don't know that he was never the behema, that he fell down to the behema. I can understand what you say that. If an action was taken physically against the behemoth, that's one thing, but he's pasturing, and then the Buddhist just walked by, oh, look, God's there, and bounced down. You'll never know. How could you ever bring, how can you bring any couch, anything ever on the base of Midrash because some guy could have bowed down?
I don't know the answer from Rabbi Brown because you need two Aiden. Don't have two Aiden. No such thing as
I
never said that
to you. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't. And maybe you don't need to assume that. You're right. But do we automatically assume that it's served? That there's dinim of roiv and there's chazaka and there's chazakas? Yeah, we don't worry about it. I hear what you're saying. But it's still a suffix, and there's kulis and sveikus. I don't know if you have to assume it, but the Gemara again, the Gemara is saying machshirei carbon. Maybe that's as far why the fact that it was done with an aveiro won't make a difference. I think that's the pshat really in the Gemara. Thank you, Rabbi David. That's how I came to that conclusion. Looks like he left, but okay.
I didn't leave anything. I'm just going to get my coffee.
All right. Now let's go into the sugya. We skipped a little bit yesterday. Hachalei Azali Ibud, Azali Ibud. Tosfos has a kasha, Rashi's mashma. He's going like the opinion of Reish Lakish here. Very problematic. Maybe we'll come back to it because we have the same problem in the Gemara today. And I would say if we don't get a chance, I think also a very good explanation of this is in the Sefer Avodah Savoida. Mamish goes and says something which is, I don't know, again, humbly speaking, is such a wonderful yisoy that really opens, it opens up all the sugyas we've been learning until now. And we sort of said this svara, you know, indirectly, when you see these conversations or discussions from the achroinim, it just opens the door to what's going on underlying these sugyas. So maybe we'll come back.
But this is, on which topic is this appeared?
I think it's Mentes Amud Beis. It's either Mentes Amud Beis, and the Gemara we're going to learn towards the end, or it's on Mentes Amud Beis, but how does it
eat? Okay.
I just saw a quote. I don't know where it was.
What is of Shlomo Kluger?
Shlomo Kluger.
Yeah, he's brilliant. They're all
there. Fascinating. All right, now we're going to embark on the sugya of Zev Zegar, just to get a basic understanding of why Zev Zegar is mutter. Why would it be mutter, at least? You think about it, right? It's you have two things. You have something that's forbidden and something permitted that come together, and they produce another entity, and the question is that thing is usher or mutter. Now, why would you want to assume one way over the other? Maybe it should be usher. Why would you assume go with the tzah? Why would you side with the isser? Why would you side with the heter? What's one? Why would one be more preferable over the other? Oh, so Zotiran, very good. Zotiran and Psochim. This is the must know. So he says yes. He really asked the kasha, because the Gemara over here is going to say that, we'll see in a second, that the din of an arlo tree that's planted, the Gemara says over here, it's al zeves egar. And then the problem is the Ran. This is the Ran and Psochim. This is the key here. The Ran and Psochim, Chofal, Kaman Alf, and Dachli Arid. I'm reading from the Shailat Tetu, the Sabne, the Lurim, Simon Vog, who really, really goes into this whole simon is on the halakha of Zedek Agurim, there's a shock in the Mogan Avram, which is, I would say this simon is pretty much, encapsulates the Inyan. That's not up to me, but, it's definitely something that you can get a good overall view of what's in Sugya. He says that Mar brings halakha of Bittu when it comes to Arlo. He says, and also Psachim as well, that Gemara sounds like it's a bittul dikadin. Here it says out that is a garden. How do you reconcile these two things? So this is what the Ran says. The Ran says, Eine kushe. The dog with da achasi. It's the same, one and the same. The zev is a garden mutter. Why zev is a garden mutter? My tam. Lefishen is batel for iser the heter. Because the iser is batel in the heter. Just like we know, of course, is a din of vitul b'roi. When each one is separate, inami kishin esarev lekha taima, and there's no time. Also, there's a din of vitul achanami. Heter haba mikoyas gromas iser kol heichas she iser veheter gomeloi harehu ki ilu nisbatil ho iser. He says that when you have a zev zeh garv, and both of them are mixed to produce the separate entity. Over here, the Isser is bottled in the Heter. And he says, just simply said, the Ran is saying that just like we have a concept of Bittul Baroy, Heter is Mevatel Isser. Zevzegar is Mevatel Isser. And he says as far. When you each have each one be'en, the Isser, it can only become Batul when it's in a Roy. But when you have them both together intertwined, in that case, the Isser is in coexistence with the Heter. It's indispensable. It needs the Heter. The Isser needs the Heter. So it doesn't even have the same power that it has when it would be by itself. In that case, when the Isser actually needs the Heter to produce something, the Isser is Batul similar to an Isser that's Batul the Roy. So this is the star of the Ran.
Wow.
Now it still needs a little bit of an explanation because
what's the numerical value of each?
Yeah, right.
The 10% this or in
they're equal. We don't differentiate. Even if one quarter of the production is through the Isser and or one quarter is through the Heter, what does it help? So we don't want to go too into it because this is Reb Shimon Shkop. You have to probably spend the rest of your life thinking about this. But Shimon Shkop says that Heter innately is a more powerful force than Isser. Because Heter doesn't need any outside ingredients. Heter is what? What is heter? Heter means the lack of iser. So the force of heter is more independent. This is how I understood it. The force of heter is more independent than iser, and therefore, since it requires less to exist, and therefore iser, which needs to come on to other ingredients. If you have a table is heter. In order to make it usser, you have to add in something. So therefore, iser by nature is weaker in force than a heter. He says like this from Shimon. He says a heter is a davar shlili. There's no positive existence of heter. It's just the lack of iser. And therefore, zokashari yoyfer, innately, heter is stronger than iser. So now normally, when each one is be'en, and each one is betakvoy, the iser is in its full force by itself. You need a rug to get rid of that. But where the iser can only make the other entity, when it's intertwined and it coexists with the heter, it becomes batel because the heter innately has a much more powerful force and effect because it doesn't need to come on to other, it doesn't need other things to become heter. It's just the lack of an iser, the shari yosher. But that's the hakdama, I would say, to the sugya of Zev Zegarim here. There are other opinions as far as what the pshat is, why Zev Zegarim is. But this ram is, I think, a must know. All right. So we're four lines from the bottom on Mem Chesamim Beis. Back to Gemara. The Sava Rabbi Yosi Zev Zev Goyim also. We just concluded that the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yosi say? Rabbi Yosi said you can't plant Yerukas B'mayis Hakshonim, even though you're not being nana from the Asherah, because you want the opposite. You need sunlight. But again, the leaves come off of the tree of the Asherah. Helps fertilize the ground, and the ground with the leaves are now going to produce the vegetables, help the vegetables grow, and that's a zev, a zev goyim, right? The ground is mutter, it's the tree that's awesome. Both are coming together to help these yerukas grow. That's zev, a zev goyim, and Rabbi Yosi says that is a problem, and therefore, zev, a zev goyim, the problem. We asked what about the Mishnah before, which seems to say Rabbi Yosi's not worried about Zevel. So we said a Svarah of Hailuch Le'ibud, which is a Shari thing. We'll maybe get back to that later. We'll see it again at the end of the daf today. But the Gemara is now going to ask on this opinion of Rabbi Yosi. The son of Rabbi Yosi is a Gemara master, correct the Gemara. But not the Tanan. The Rosh Hashanah, when you blow your nose, it sounds like the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have put you on mute. I'm sorry.
I see today Shvarim, Shivrei Shvarim, Shvarim Trua. I mean, I was coming. Yeah. It's a good. I'm happy to hear it. But it sounds like, I don't know if you might be getting a little embarrassed.
It's being recorded for posterity.
Okay, so just
make and now you've identified the source for posterity.
Also, you can give everyone a cold because it's contagious. Rabbi Yosi said, you can plant a branch of Arla. Arla is what? Arla is the first 3 years of a tree, a fruit tree, that cannot be, you can't be nana from a fruit. The tree itself is mutter. You can't be nana from a fruit. So you're allowed to plant that tree, that the branch. However, but you can't take the nut. Interesting why we chose a nut. The nut of an, does it mean a nut or it means like a seed of the arla? It's a nut, right?
The nut is the seed.
It could be referring to the nut in the peach. Take the nut of the peach. You can't plant it of arla. Why? Mneshahu, free. Because it's the fruit. You cannot benefit from the fruit. You can take the branch, not the fruit. Said the name of Rav, Rabbi Yosi admits, Shinata v'hibrach v'hirkev mutter. Bid the evid, if you plant, or if you use that seed as a graft, or like we said, layering, if you do a bid the evid, it's mutter. V'tanya nami ahi, moide Rabbi Yosi, Shinata v'hibrach v'hirkev mutter. The growth that comes out of that egois is going to be mutter. Why is it mutter? The pre is asar and hanwa. It must be because the fruit, you're right, you can't do this, you're being nana, but what's produced from that egois is produced through a multiplicity of factors. You have the ground, you have the rain, you have also the egois, the seed. Zev, zeh, goyrim. And that's going to be mutter. So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi's opinion is what? Nevez HaGarim is mutter. V'chitei mashan lele Rabbi Yossi ben shari suvul namayish kuchovim. Maybe you'll say what? And Rabbi Yossi is a difference. Really, all Nevez HaGarim is mutter b'chalatay and kula. But when it comes to Avod Zara, that's different. Avod Zara is different. Why? It's more chomer. Avod Zara is more chomer. We've seen that before.
I don't have to explain.
All right. Those without saying, you don't need to explain it. Thank you. That okay, so really all Zara is mutter. Avod Zara is different. Is that true? But Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Zodesh and his davlo bezevel Avod Zara. A field that was fertilized with the fertilizer of a Avodah Zarah, came from an Avodah Zarah. V'chein parosh in ispatmo, the karshine Avodah Zarah. And then you have a cow that was fattened up with the, what's karshine again? The
vetch.
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 Oh, good old, right, vetch. That doesn't help, but vetch. Vetch of Avodah Zarah. So you have the, again, two cases. Keep these cases in mind. Don't fetch over it. You have the soda that was fertilized by the fertilizer from the Zara, and then you have the part that was fattened by Karshine Bar-Kashine. So again, what's these cases? Rashi explains. The field is fertilized. It means it's fertile, becomes fertile, not just because of the fertilizer. It becomes fertile because of the soil and the nutrients and the rain, etc. And whatever grows out of that field, again, is a garden. Same thing with the cow. The cow doesn't just get fat from the vetch. Gets fat from other things. It eats other things. Vital. Zeb is that gar. Tnichada. We learned in one brisa. Sada tizra paratishlet. Yishachi. You can plant a field and you can. No, it doesn't seem like that. It seems you can actually shecht. You can shecht the cow. Because zeb is that gar is mutter. Not at the end. It's mutter. Betanya ida. Sada tavur. Uparit tears it. The soda has to be left fallow until the fertilizer becomes obsolete. And the para has to become weak, Rashi says, meaning it has to deplete those nutrients.
Skinny.
What? It has to lose weight. The fachesh, meaning what? It's osir. So, chayra, my love. They're arguing, and Zev Zegar was mutter. So, my love, ha, Rabbi Yossi, ha, Rabbanon. This one that says that you can use it is going like the opinion of who? Rabbi Yossi. And even by Avodah Zarah, that's the thing here. And Rabbanon, and the other opinion says it's us, it's going like the Rabbanon who hold that Avodah Zarah is us. So, what do we see? Rabbi Yossi, who holds the Zev Zegar is mutter, it's mutter across the board. There's no difference between Avodah Zarah. And therefore, back to our question, who? Who, right, Loishami. And therefore, back to our question, who, no difference, and therefore, Rabbi Yossi, what's Pshat our Mishnah? Why is he worried about Zevel? He holds Zevel Zagar as Mutter. Of course, everyone with me?
Yes, even
Rabbi Zagar. Okay. Everything of our Loi. No, really, Rabbi Yossi does differentiate between Rabbi Zara and Shari Yisur, and he holds Zevel Zagar as also by Rabbi Zara. How are you going to learn this Mishnah? Who's it going like? The Mishnah says that even by Rabbi Zara, Zev Zed Goyrin is mutter. Who is that going like? Hey, Rabbi Lazar Rabbonin. Now, who is this? Which ones? Please identify them. Elaymo Rabbi Lazar Rabbonin, this sort, will say what Machlek is, Rabbi Lazar Rabbonin that we find by the leavening agent, the Sa'ar. What's the translation of Sa'ar?
Yeast.
Had a leavening agent.
Yes.
It's not really
sourdough.
It's not yeast. Yeast has sa'ar.
Oh, yeast has sa'ar. I thought yeast
is sa'ar is a leavening agent. It functions as sa'ar, but it's not sa'ar is. A leavening agent. It's not in the Lord's Mishnah. Sa'ar shall food. You have the leaven. Okay, yeast of chulin and yeast of truma. Okay, so
I'm
one is
get up right.
The zarim and one is motor the zarim.
So now I'm going on to Google this second.
It falls into the dough. Okay?
Each one doesn't have the ability. There's not enough sahar in each one separately for it to leaven the bread. So you need each one. Each one needs each other. They need each other. They need achdus. Vinistarfu, and they unite, vichimsu, and they cause the bread to become leavened bread. It rises. Rav Elazar, I miss now. Oh, so you have a case here, right? Zev is Zed Goyrim. Rav Elazar, I Ezra says, Achar ha'achar nanibo. Which one determines whether this is a bread that's dough that's usur or dough that's mutter? It depends who came last. The one who did the makah b'patish. That's what he says. Okay, so if the tumah, again, at this point, the tumah comes second, it's usur. The pulun comes second, it's mutter.
Yeah, Mishnah's last 10 cases a little better. The dough is liquid. What are we talking about?
Oh, you're asking bit of barayv on the sahar?
Yeah.
So that's a good question. So that comes on to the sugya of maimed. Yeah, he's asking that sahar. Forget about zev zegarim. The sahar is bottle barayv. So that's the sugya of maimed.
It's the agent.
Wow. It's the leavening agent. That brings maimed. Maimed is not bottle. Question is if it's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. But, yeah. The zikr is no bittel from the isa. That's what I'm saying. The isa on the sa'ar won't be mabatel because the sa'ar is maimed. Now there's still the svara. So that's why if you hold Zev Zegarim as Asur, it means that the Isur is the one that's identified as the one that's making this chametz, so it has that halacha of mine. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you'd have to say. But that's definitely, ain't common to me, but that's a good, yeah. What? That's wrong. Even without the beard. No, the opposite. Minba ain't a mean is bottle. As long as it's not the end. You can't see it. Okay. Yeah. Minba ain't mean. If you see the thing that's awesome, then of course it's not bottle. But if it's not the end, it's a tarubus. Yep. Okay, good. The ain't comic for me, that's a sugis of bit of baroy, and then there are a lot of really times for your photos to go to our right.
I don't know.
And we'll get there later in the Sechla, Mr. Shem. I've lost the place. Did I explain the case, by the way? Get the case?
I still don't understand the numbers, but I guess because I thought there were middle comments that gives a top.
I don't know if it's a number thing or the potency of it. I don't know. Man. I'm not sure how that works. Okay,
It makes it rise.
But you need a certain amount. Where did the amount be?
Potency or amount. I don't know. The numbers are not negay. Right. That's what I should say. The numbers aren't relevant here.
Right.
Okay, yeah? No? Okay. Alright. The Chacham who Eimer Beishan Apel Islach Hatzila Beishan Apel Islach Soif Eimer Asr Ad Shehei Boi Kedei Lachomitz. The only way it's going to be Asr is if the Isr by itself has the ability to make it rise. Okay? And that's, again, so Lachar, what are the Chacham? And the Chacham, yeah, we'll see in a second. Vamra Abaya. Abaya said, Voishan Al Shekhalam Asilak Esad Isr. That which Rabbi Eliezer had said, all you do is care about the one that came last is only where you took the Isser before the Heter came along. So the Isser was not around. It didn't have enough to make it rise. Now, what do we see? We just see the Heter. The Isser is not the end. It's gone. All you have is the Heter in front of us. And the Heter is what is completing the Chimutz. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Acher Acher in Yiniba, it's Mutter, the Heter came last, the Seder. Have a light called in the Silik Esser. But let's say you didn't take away the Isser before the Heter came.
So now the chilus of the bread comes from the coexistence of both the Isser and the Heter together. In that case, it's going to be Osir because Zok Baya. But, wait. Let me just finish the question. Rabbi Eliezer says, in that case, it's not, that's Zevazegorim is Osir. When you take away the Isser, you look at Rashi, it's not called Zevazegorim, the Isser is gone. The only identity that the chimots of this bread is the Heter that came second. But if the Heter came afterwards, but still needs the Isser there, and the Isser is still around, it wasn't removed, then it's Zevazegorim. And Zevazegorim is going to be Osir. And that the Gemara is saying is that's what we're going to say back to our question. Rabbi Eliezer holds over here, Zevazegorim is Osir. He is of the opinion by all the other writers we said, but we see again across the board. Zevazegorim is going to be, Zevazegorim is going to be Mutter besides Parabai de Zohar. And this Brysa, which says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that,
Let's see the Rashi over here.
Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosi, we have the same chiluk we said before. This Brisa says that Avodah Zarah is mutter, Zevazegorim is mutter. It's not like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Eliezer here who hold that Zevazegorim is mutter, but Rabbi Eliezer holds that Zevazegorim is aser. Pashas a kavah claim to Avodah Zarah. Yeah, that's he's going to hold. He's going to hold across the board. And that's about the
question.
Rashi explains that
Rashi
David?
Rashi, Allah Shekin Masilik as it is, and the Rashi.
Ubitul Shani as a Rishon. Yeah,
it's there. Here you don't have it there. Right, well, because I was
wondering, wait. Was Rashi talking about were they both there together or? No, Rashi's talking about with it.
You can't say that it's not there. But if it was there, you would say
Bittul. No. He's saying Achar and Aniba, and therefore you can't say Zev. You can't say it's a case of Zev is that garden. It's not a case of Zev garden because Bittul Sheni is a region where the Issa's not around. But let's say the Issa would be there with the Heter. What's the pshat in Zev is that garden? Is it Alts Bittul? Maybe a different reason. Rashi's saying I hear it's definitely a smach. I just don't think it's Mutar. Because it's a different case. It would read much better if you're like, the truth is, Rashi's opinion is that's the Ram. Ram brings a Raya from Rashi himself, and that is Rashi's opinion, Alts Bittul. But I hear, definitely, it reads much better. Right? Rashi's saying, it wouldn't be Zevazeg Goyrim where the second thing wouldn't be Mevato, the Issa. Here it is, second, the Issa's not around, and therefore the Bittul is a shame. Which would mean if you hold Zevazeg Goyrim as Mutar, you say that there's a Bittul even when they're together. That Rashi would read much better that way. I don't know if you have to read it like that, but that's, yeah, very
interesting. I just saw the Isser otherwise. I was and the kingdom is still
getting out. You removed the
Sar. It's a new entity, no? Like it's a new.
What?
Not the Sar, it's not the Sar. It's a new entity. It's not Isser, it's not Heter. It's a new.
That's the other Sar you're saying? Yeah, I have to find what the other svaras are. It's a new, it's a new entity. The question is, why does it take on Isra? Why does one beat the other? That's the real question everyone is bothered with. You know, it's tied at one. It's tied at one. Okay, Shkadar, thank you. Okay. Fine. So that's the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Might the time of Rebel Yezer with the Abaya, Kid Abaya. Who says the reason of Rabbi Eliezer is like Abaya? Dilma Tavid Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum the Achar Achar Nani Bo. He gomer be Zura Zura, he gomer be Hetero, Mutarin, Bein Silke, Bein Loi Silke. Abaya is the one who's Mechadish, that this is the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbonet, and Zev Zeg Garden. And in other words, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that if you have them together, Zev Zeg Garden is also according to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he has to be talking about a case where the Issa was removed before the Heter came. That's a tasty on the whole thing. Maybe he holds that when you have the second one come, that is the one that is the identifier of this chimutz, the one that comes second, whether you remove the first, you didn't remove the first, But let's say you'd have a case of Zev and Zev Goyim when they come together. Maybe Rav Lazar would hold that in that case it's going to be, well, we don't know what he's going to hold. Maybe it's Mutter, maybe it's Asur. Over here, there's a new Svarah of Achar Achar in any book. And there's no connection to the din of Zev and Zev Goyim. It's like you just said. It's a different case. And therefore, you can't, again, we're back to the question, who holds that Zev and Zev Goyim is Mutter, even by Avodah Zarah? It's not necessarily the Rabbon over here. This is a specific, unique case, which is not a case of Zeb Zeh Goyerimi. Okay? Good. Oh, so what's the machlekes again? How are we going to be asked of the Tanoim? El Rab Lazar Rabbon, the Eitzim, of the wood. The Tanan learned in the Mishnah. Not the Lahimena Eitzim. If you take from the Asherah tree, Asherah, who meant Asherah, you take wood, Asur Bahandah, of course, Asur Bahandah, the Avodah Zarah. His egboya is hatanur, but now let's say you use that wood to
fire up
another chadosh, a new one. The rule is yutos. You crush it.
It's hard as the oven.
It hard as the oven. It completes the construction of the oven. The rule is you have to break it because why? It has isfahana in it. It's klicharis. It's not the way to Yasha, you can't like do the Hagal or something, or Libun or whatever. Yasha, let's say it's an old oven which is already hardened. So then, Yutzot, all you have to do is let it cool down. The wood of the Asherah tree doesn't have any effect on this oven. It's already complete. But if you can't bake in it because the heat from the Asherah tree is still contributing to the temperature of the oven and makes it forbidden to be used, that heat. Let's say you ended up actually cooking bread, then asur b'hanah, it's also b'hanah, because the heat of the Asherah tree wood is now producing, is baking bread. And the sarva b'asherah, and let's say that piece of bread that was baked, that gets mixed up in other pieces, the rule is kulon asurus, all of them are asur. I'm not going to get into that sugya, the sugya of Daruch Hashem, Daruch Shabaminyan, they're not really very relevant for now. It's also Bano. Rabbi Lezor, he says what? Yo Hano al Yom HaMelach. Rabbi Lezor says, yes, it's also Bano, but take the Hano, throw it into the Yom HaMelach, and then you can actually, take the value of the one that became the bread, in the case of the Taruvus. Take the value of the bread that was also Bano, you lose it, and you can throw it in the Yom HaMelach, and that's the way that you can actually use the bread now. My brother said, you can't redeem a little bit of pidyon. So ben yael chanor leman liyam melach is not an eitzim. But what do we see here? We see here where you have a case of zed the zed goyrim that's osur bahano, and the rabbonon are going to argue on Rabbi Lazar. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, we found an opinion that Zev Zeh Goyim is also even by Sharis, or at least by the Zohar. Fine, that's great. But how do you know that the Rabbanon are going to be Matir even by the Zohar? That's what the Gemara is, it's a very confusing Gemara. That's really the main point. Rabbanon, right, we're trying to find them on the Yarmul holds that even by the Zohar, Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter. So we find an opinion that the Zohar, that Zev Zeh Goyim is going to be Asur, which implies that there's a Rabbanon who argue. Now let's identify who the Rabbanon are. Rabbanon the Pligelig Rabbi Lazar Maninu, who are they? Elim Rabbanon de Eitzim. You're going to tell me what? The Rabbanon of this Mishnah by the wood of the Asherah? Achmurim Achamri, Achmuri. They're Masmir. They're more stringent. They say 100% it's Asr. Not only is it Asr, ain't Pidin Lavadish Nechavim. So who is the opinion that Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter by Avodah Zarah that argues on Rabbi Eliezer? El Rabbanon the Sar. You're going to have to say what? The Rabbanon who say by Sa'ar, they don't care if it came first or second, it's always going to be Mutter. They're the ones who are going to hold that Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter, and they're going to apply it, Bahira, even by Avodah Zarah. Correctly, Gemara, Amen, this is the Rabbanon, the Makili, the Sa'ar. Bavayish Kachavim, Makili, Viter. How do you know that Rabbanon are going to argue by Rabbi Lazar and hold Zev Zeh Goyim is Mutter, even by Avodah Zarah? Maybe they'll agree.
Only by
Sa'ar. Yeah, only by Sa'ar. So we're back to the pattern, back to the was up the creek without a paddle. Back to the ranch, up the creek without a paddle. So who is that opinion who holds, again, by the Zorro, Zemez HaGarim Smutter? Elo Elam Ha, Rabbi Yossi Marabonim. Really, you're right. Rabbi Yossi, who we find, holds Zemez HaGarim Smutter. He holds that's true even by the Zorro. the Mishnah says, or Yosef has a problem of having vegetables under an Asherah tree because the fertilizer from the Asherah will help grow vegetables, even though it's only coming on to the nutrients of the ground. Who, what is that? How's he, why is he holding Sashkar? Rabbi Yossi, let the Vendor Rabbanon. Really, Rabbi Yossi, he holds the Vendor Rabbanon's mutter, but he's speaking to the Rabbanon. He's saying like this. Amalu, the DD, Zevzer Garmis Mutter. I hold Zevzer Garmis Mutter. Don't worry about it. Who the Slu, Dambitu, Zevzer Garmis Mutter. But you who hold Zevzer Garmis Mutter, I do me, Hasafi Rakis Mutter, my Sakshamin. You should at least agree with me that by Yerokas, be my Sakshamin, Zevzer Garmis should be Mutter. What is this reason? She brings in over here. That there at least should be, just like the Rabban, look at the Rashi. With the Karmito, you should also say by the Neviyah. Right? In other words, the Rabbanim held by the Chamer. The case of the Mishnah. Zaratachta, Yerokas, Musak Shamma, Vlad, Moisak Chamma. Why? Because Zevzer Garim is Asr. Yet they still held by Boisak Shomim, it's Mutter. Why is it Asr by to plant it when it's Yemoisak Hamo? Because there you're being nana from the tree, because it's blocking the sunlight. Yeah. Right? But if you hold Zabazag, blocking the sunlight. But if you hold Zabazag, or Mizasr, you should extend that even to Yemoisak Shomim because of the Neviyah. And that's what Rabban would come and say, no. Rabban would come and say, Rabban would say, like we said before, like a Moy Great Rav Kahana who said, really said it's a great misaster, but in this case you're not being Nana because the Shvach comes from the Neviyah in the Olin of the Yerukas, destroys or is detrimental to the actual vegetables. That's not called you're being Nana from the Asherah. That's the Rabbanan's retort to Rabbi Yossi. So in other words, Rabbi Yossi holds that as a garment's mother across the board. His kind of, that which he says that there should be a problem with Zevo is going in the Rabban who holds Zevo Zegar Mizasr. You should say it's a problem because you're being Nana from the Asherah tree through the fertilizing of the Neviyah, of the leaves of the Asherah. So I think you're not being Nana. You're not being Nana because actually helping the leaves of the vegetable, but it's being detrimental to the vegetable itself. And that's why even if you hold Zevo Zegar Mizasr here, it's going to be Mother Rabbi Huda. I'm Rabbi Huda, I'm Shmuel. Allah is Rabbi Yossi. We pass the night Rabbi Yossi. That Zev is that Goyim is Mutter. Yeah, even now the question is, he might have absorbed. Yeah, he might have absorbed. And then there's a question how we possibly agree. The question is also what the case of Zev is that Goyim. It becomes very relevant by the Simon and Shulchan Aruch of Kachal, udder. When you have the udder of a cow producing milk, at least you woke up. At least you woke up when you're sick. Yeah, woke you up. But the chal has the enzymes of the chal, which is also b'cholov, or it produces the cholov, and then you have other things that are. That's the whole simon in Shulchan Aruch of chal. Zed is a goyim. Some say that Zed is a goyim is only mutter where the heter has enough by itself. To do it. That's the shots there. But, you look through the Avnei Meluim, Simin Vav, if you want.
I guess it has nothing to do with Bintel, because otherwise it's Mamash and the Vav, and it's
You'd
never be able to deal with it.
Oh, very good. Very good. So that's the, that's what the Avnei Meluim addresses as well. It's different though because Emevatlus Lachatchil is only when you have the thing be'en and then you, but let's say, for example, a great example would be, let's say something is going to be automatically, right when it comes into existence, it's going to become batel. For example, you're not doing it, right? Let's say, we're doing the case of Shabbos where there's an air conditioner dripping into the bucket, directly into the bucket. If you do that, you drink the water, and whatever.
When you have a car, which is the way it's
done. Sorry.
A bull is never. The cow, and she becomes pregnant. Uber. Yesterday.
Is that Zevis Agar? Yeah, the Gemara brings it in Bukhari. Yeah, we had that case, but. No, that's a question of the. No, that's Revere. That's something else. That's not an animal being impregnated by a. The Gemara brings Zevis Agarim by tummy animal that's mizdavig with a tar animal. Yeah, absolutely, very relevant. More in I think it's in Bukhari or Kulin or something.
The same shot that part of them from a behemoth that is either nearby and then the father not, then you have the parents and the offspring. Are not.
Well, the Gemara didn't bring that case. Didn't bring that case yesterday. Well, that is where they did the revere with the animal while it was pregnant. But not that it came from an animal. It could be that's the case somewhere else, but not doing the part. No, that actual animal was nearby.
It was safe.
But it was nearby. That animal was near, Oh, you're saying after it became Ibru from a second animal, that should be Zevis Agarim. Oh, interesting. Could be the Gemara brings that also. That's okay, I'm happy you're saying. Very good. Okay. Don't have enough time to go into it, if that's okay. All right. Who got Guinness?
In the case of Kanal and the mother, that's Mamisha.
That's Mamisha. In the Gospel, it's Mamisha. So the chat over there is because the. No, the pshat over there is because the thing that right away when it comes to the end, it's in the mixture right away. It goes right away into the taruvus. You're allowed to be mevatel lishon chatzilo where it's going to be born the taruvus. Right? We'll discuss it. Yeah, but we can talk about it. Who gives them? There was a garden. Is davul bezavul lishon that was fertilized with the zavul of lishon. That is that garden. Shalach Rav Avraham commanded Rav Yosef Amar Lehacha Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Kirab Yosef. Turn the page, please. When I have to remind people to turn the page, it does. Why? I just want to make sure that I don't want to. Not only Mena Eitzim. You take from we just quoted this Gemara in the Gemara before. We should go quickly through it. Not only Mena Eitzim. Well, no, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
There's no bitter. Well, that's place someone, not enough rafi to be there. Not to be men that ate them. You take from the Asherah tree, ate them wood, asun ba'anor. That's about it. He's a kvenas atanor, like we just said, if you fire up the oven with it, and kadosh yutot, im yashon, yaitzen, yutot, offer by a sapas, asur ba'anor, the sarg of Asherah, school, asur ba'anor, now, what about a similar case? Not the Haimelos artwork. Let's say you take a weaving pick, Art Scroll says, weaving pick, and you use it, you get a weaving pick. Whatever that means. So, also
What's a car?
A weaving pick.
What did you say?
It's a chip of wood. That answers your question, right? About love at a weaving pick. You know what that is.
Not at all.
Ask your wife. Yeah. Not only made a sarcope. You take a weaving pick. Whatever it is, it's made out of wood of Yeshe. That's the same. Also, Bahana. It's also Bahana. Or by a habeged. This is a chidish. Also, let's say you use it to weave a baguette. Also b'hanu, it's also b'hanu because you've used. I don't find it so simple. I don't have a chance to look into this. It's a very hard thing to understand. That beged, nisarv b'achirim 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 kulan asun b'hanu. That beged gets mixed up. Everything's also b'hanu. Rabbi Yezor says yelachanu liyam amelach. Same thing. Amaloi ain't pidyon. Well, avoid that to chavim.
You have strong sword.
From a very good. Well,
I know you. I know that they didn't use a pick in the weaving.
That was Dr. Friedman's question before you came. Dr. Friedman said every animal you have, if someone could make his other friend's animal usher, Well, Gavoya, how do you ever bring a carbon?
Yeah, what is
that?
Yeah,
we don't assume a bit of
design.
You don't assume. You don't assume. Called Clarion?
Yes.
I'm sure, yeah, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure you could raise issues and put up a Tashkavilia that every suit is Avodah Zarah. Every suit is Avodah Zarah. With all the shekels. Burn it with the shekels. Burn the shekels, burn the suits. Everything is usher. Burn the people with the shekels. Be Mavayish on the Rabbin. Put out a Kol Kairei that everyone is a Rosh Hagam. Okay.
That's why we should.
All right. And then that's the Mashiach. That's what will come.
Yes.
We have two cases, right? We have the case of the Eitzim, and then we have the case of the Karpon. We need both cases. Same Achleikas of Rotham Rat 1, right?
Yep.
We need both cases. The Yashmi, the Kamaisa, Bagram, the Mishim, the Be'in, the Gomra, Pastali, Sure. By the case of the bread, it's different, because the Isra, which comes from the wood, it cooks the bread, but once the fire is out, and you have the bread, the Isser is gone. It's only while the Isser is only in existence while baking the bread. So in that case, it's not so chomer. You have to understand the svara, but it's not considered that the Isser is be'en, and therefore you can redeem it, so to speak, by putting that olim up. Avo karka the Isser isru be'enei, but the karka where the Isser is be'en, that thread, right? It's not the cooking, the heat of the wood is gone. But the thread, which somehow became Asa Bahano because of the weaving pick. I'm not explaining that.
Using the weaving pick to make the bag.
You're not making the thread. You're using it for the thread. You're using it for...
There's some issue here. There's no issue.
If you hold that the
bag... Not the bag. Not the bag. You could make the bag without the weaving pick. I assume there's no time.
But that's the Gemara says Yeshach Eitzim B'Pas. Yeshach Eitzim B'Pas.
You
don't taste it, but there still is the. It's hard to say that the wood is completely not around. You have a baked bread.
You have people smoke.
He's saying good.
You're not using the wood. You're emptying the.
You took out the wood.
But the wood is still in existence in the past.
Because
the past is baked. It's oven baked pizza. It's oven baked pizza. Wood baked
fire.
Wood fire oven pizza.
The wood.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
Remove the wood. When you are different, wood fired pizza, the wood's still there.
Right. The wood's not high.
It's the wood's gone. The time is the cake push. Listen, it made the oven stronger.
It's a dual oven, right?
No, it's about to live. The oven pizza will exist. It's a wood.
You're baking it.
But the wood is in the oven, and the oven goes into the bread. What's he saying? He's saying that it's not the wood that you're baking the akabaya sapas doesn't mean you're using the wood of the asherah?
Using the oven.
Using the oven that was cooked through the asherah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes it a little different.
That's the case.
I mean, it's still. But he took out the wood. Okay.
Look at Rashi and Amar Aleph. Rashi and Amar Aleph deals with this offer by Sapas. He says it's the second, it's after it's Tanur Nai.
Rashi says again.
Look at Rashi and Amar Aleph. Amar Aleph, offer by Sapas.
This looks right, yeah. That makes it more sense. I didn't learn like that.
I thought
it was the actual wood. Offer by Sapas.
No. Look at Rashi and Amar Aleph.
Different version. Amar Rav Adar Bar Abba Loi Shana Wala Pas. Only by Pas do we have such a svaru. Abu Chavis Loi, but by a Chavis, you're not allowed to take the Hano Yama Melach, because by a Chavis of Yayin Nesef, that's considered Be'en, that's considered Be'en. And therefore, you can't be Yalach Hano Yama Melach. The only thing you can do is sell it, Chutz Midnei Shat Yayin Nesef Shabbat. But this pigeon doesn't work. Like we just said, the pigeon only works when the Hano is not Be'en. That's the Chiddush of Rav Adar Bar Abba. No, he says no difference. Even if the Isser is Be'en, you could be poided, you could take Hano Yama Melach, and that's the way of getting rid of the Isser Hano of Avodizor. Who gabod is Ardis Habisa the Yari Nesach B'chamre? There was a person who actually had this happen to him. He had a barrel of Yain, he had a sherry cask that got mixed up with his other Yain. And the question was, what does he do? If it's not bottle, he has no eitzah, or could it be yod chanol yama melach? We could sell. Such me dayayinasa, but could it be yod chanol yama melach? Also, the time of chizlo amar shkol arbizuzi b'shadi benarav nishua. He just said, I pass in like Yom Yezer, even if it's been end, take 4 zuzin, which is the value of the wine, throw it into a river, and it becomes
the barrel. Or is there barrel in the there was separate barrel?
Oh, no, I think it has wine. It has Yain Nesef in it.
In one barrel?
No, no, it's pure Yain Nesef. It's also
Ba'anah. But it's a separate barrel?
Separate barrel. In the wine room. In the cellar.
There's one barrel of Yain Nesef, and he doesn't know which one it is.
He doesn't know which one it is.
The label's fell off.
We're not sure who is the Yain Nesach. He mingled in the other ones.
Are we dealing with the Yain Nesach or Stam Yena?
No, it's the Yain Nesach. That's the Bano.
It's the real thing.
It's the real thing.
It's not Stam Yena.
Stam Yena is not also Bano.
Yeah, that's correct.
Ketzim Mevatlo, is it?
I'm going to
suffer their eyes. Ketzim Mevatlo, well, that's the dish. This is Bittel Beroy. It's Bittel Beroy. It's Bittel Beroy. It's a bit of right. Kate's in the bat law. That's a sugi later on. We'll see. Dabra Choshen, that's maybe a bit of right. Kate's in the bat law. How are you in the bat law in our Sheira tree? Kirsten, if you take off, yeah, it has to be a gun, because the Jews can't be in the bat law. Kate's in the bat law. Kirsten, you take off the... You pruned it. The Z raid. You shave it. You shave it. As Rudin is you take off the what you.
Says,
you prune it. Yeah. Okay. Not to be metal mako. You break it in some way, shape, or form. You take away the stick or sharvet or the rod. I feel all of it. You know, one leaf. I raise that potato. Bottle. Let's say sheep will sarka, but let's say you shave it to trim it down for its own purpose. And then that's not a bittle. That's not a shmira. You're not breaking it. That's a surah. But let's say you did it not for its own sake. You basically shaved the tree. You detract from it. That's considered a bit.
Again,
who is this? It's a goy. It can't be Yisrael. And the goy is being mevatel because Yisrael can't be mevatel of the chavim of chaver.
The guy wants to make a place of
Yisrael. The mission is written for Naim.
Yeah, or the Jew wants to know if it's milk or after this is done. Oysen shapoy matehe aleh. What about those shards? The shards that come off if you shave down the tree. Now they mutter usr, meaning in the case when you do it for the tzayrich of the tree. Now what about the shard, the chips? The shavings. One holds usr, one holds mutter. Why? We'll see. Tanya kabad yarm mutar. We have Bryce saying the mother mutar. The Tanya. Let's say a guy shaves down the Avodah Tachav in the Asherah tree for his own purpose. We know both of it is mutter. It's a bittul. But let's say he does it for the tree. You're not being the bottle of the tree. He asur. The tree is asur. Shard. Then he's the bottle. Because he has no need for them. So he is intending for them to be bottle. Yisrael Shashipa Bezakhavim Bain Sakha Bin Sakha, but Yisrael who does it, like we just said, whether it's for the tree, whether it's for him, neither Shapel Surit, both are also because he can't be Mabato Itmar. You think we're getting off easy here? This is gonna really cause problems. Avodah Tachavim should establish. Avodas Kechavim, Avodas Zora, that breaks on its own.
No.
Sort of had this before, if you remember.
No,
no. Shagash Rabbi Yechonon, this is... How do you stand these two sugyas? Rav Amar Tzoros Levatel Kol Kisein B'Kisein. Rav says, no go. You have to be Mevatel each toothpick that comes off of it. Meaning, basically, Avodas Zora Shinshtabri Me'elev is not bottle. Shmuel Avodas Kechavim Eile B'Teila El Derech Le'ilos. Shmuel says very cryptic words. He says the guy, the Avodas Kechavim, the Avodas Zorah is only bottle where it's growing. Now, what does this mean? Adrabba, Derech Le'ilos Meir Bottle. If it's growing, it shouldn't become bottle. El Hachikam, El Avodas Kechavim Tzrichli Bottle El Derech Le'ilos. The only time a Avodas Zorah needs bottle is when it's growing the way it normally grows. But if you shave it and you, or it breaks on its own. Sorry, if it breaks on its own, in that case, that's not the normal growth of the tree. And therefore, the things that come off of it, at least, or at least the broken up of the Zohar, whatever's left over there, is Asherah. Asherah, yeah. If it breaks, then it's going to become Mutter.
The leaves come off.
Well, that's the Gemara before. That's the Gemara before. Yeah, the problem is...
The
Pashas...
Yeah, but it's Shvira. But it's breaking.
It means it's not good. Yeah, a hurricane comes and then
dead bread comes off.
Right. It's not the normal. You have to be moderate.
Yeah.
Leva kasot. Now, well, what would you say the machlokes here is, right? If it's about leva b'hakamim. The marasover oydin yishvar masovein leva yishvar. What's the machlokes? One man the Yerma holds that it's not considered a broken up of the zara to become bottle because each kisein is still a verb, a serb. Oydin yishvar. That's what we're saying, shvarim. Right? If you serve the shvarim, then that doesn't not bother. It's not a broken up of the zara. Each, you know, you serve every single wood chip of the tree. That's the opinion of Rab. The marasaver ain't oydin l'shvarim. Maybe that's the machlokes. Loy, the kuliyamo oydin l'shvarim. Everyone holds you do. But how come shivay shvarim? Here we're talking about where it broke a second time. In other words, it seems that how far does it go here? Does the guy serve even the shvari shibre shvarim, or he just serves the shvarim? Yeah, that's what it seems like the machlekes is.
He says a big piece of shvarim is when the arms grow up. Okay? The shibre shvarim is when it shatters.
When it shatters.
When the arm shatters.
When the arm shatters, so it's not a complete arm.
You could have a habibita that they're going to worship the arm. Separate entity.
A separate entity, but
now that it's just rubble.
Now that it's a broken arm. Here we're talking about where it was made out of different pieces. And you're able, it broke, but if you can piece it back together. One holds it since, in order for it to become buckle, it has to break. But here, you're able to reattach it. It's not broken, it's not buckled. He holds the only way it can't become bottle when it breaks, as if it's the normal, it sheds its skin, the leaves fall off, so that's there, if they lost, it won't become bottle. But over here, the honey orchid, that's its normal death. Palav they lost, but let's say it breaks in a way which it's not normal, the piece together of a Missouri here breaks because of a wind, or someone breaks it with a hammer, in that case, it becomes bottle because it broke. The ain't sricha li bottle. It doesn't have to become bottle. Now, it doesn't become bottle. It's bottle anyway.
So you don't have to be the bottle.
You don't have to. Again, so the Gemara over here is saying clearly, right, that we're going, Avodas Kechavim Shenishtabru Me'eleha is bottle, which is the opinion of Rish Lakish. You go back to, Memhei. I'm sorry, Memhei.
41B.
way back when. Yeah, 41B. The Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Hosea, Vajashur Shabbat Me'eleh, is Asr. So what are we doing? This whole Gemara is going Shalaki Hilfasar. When you have a Yechon Rish Lakish, what do you possibly like? The Yechon. So all these Gemaras, and we had really the Gemara on Mem Pesam and Beis also, where the Gemara said Rav Yossi, who holds Shechit Bezerah Luach is enough, you're not worried about Zevel. The Gemara said, because it's Pelech Le'ivud, and Rashi says, it's not any worse than Avodah Zarah Shenish Dabra Me'elah. But in a case where it's not Pelech Le'ivud, like the case over here in the Via, this is Gemara's Havamina. That's not considered that it's not considered. Rashi says, Hachalos for Hidarka Bapak. We have some Batela, they lost it. Rashi's Mamish doing the Shakla Batayu that we had in Mem Aleph from the Beis and Reish Lakish. The Gemara asked the Reish Lakish from this Mishnah, from Shvia. What did Gemara say? Derech they lost it. Right? Meaning this whole Shakla Batayu of it breaking and they lost it is all in Reish Lakish. This whole, these two Gemaras from Hamish only going in Reish Lakish. That's not Rabbi Yechonon. That's placing his problem on, Tosfos on Mem Pesam and Beis, Yudah Masel Hosom. That's placing his problem. Hosom Batubo. The man the Omar, which the Chavim, the Shav Me'ele Asura Tikshi. See that Tosfos in the middle of the Omar. Mem Pesam and Beis. Tosfos on Yudah Masel Hosom. Look, Hosom Kazalida, leader. Pierce for Kundras. The La of the Miskabo. What happened there? Tikshi, it's a kasha. I feel man the shari nami and about these sorts of chavim. Then he has to say other kashas. The Tosfos' problem is having this Rashi is the Masud where Rashi learns. Now the question is, Rabbi Yosi has nothing to do with the Rashi and the Shtaber Me'ela. Rabbi Yosi's opinion is. It's off the dinner set as a goyim. That's Rabbi Yosi. But that would answer this Gemara here, maybe. But the Gemara over here, which is, Rav and Shmuel arguing in the Ged, in the din of Derech Le'ilos and Shmuel and Avodah Zarah Shenishtaber Me'elah. How do you reconcile the two Gemaras? And this is safe for Avodah Zarah and Rav Shlomo Kluger who goes to town and this. Mamash. Ain't Mikro Emel Dershein. You have to, you have to address that question. There was one other thing I wanted to maybe talk about. Stop here for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.